Dalet. B'chmoyis Yishleim is Avodas Hashem. He beis Mazgus Hamidus Chesed de Gvura. Just like the, as we just learned before, the Shleimus of Avodas Hashem. I mean, the perfection of Avodas Hashem is the combination of the two attributes, the two character traits of Chesed and Gevura. It is only through the combination of the two of them that a person can actually establish some consistency in Avodas Hashem. Nichol v'zegam is all. What is also included in this is the hine shodesh midas chesed who is pashtus. The root of the attribute of chesed is his pashtus, which is something that it spreads. It's a
disseminates.
Right. It's
spread out a table.
It spreads.
The
shodesh midas hagvura, and the root of gevura, the attribute of guru, it's tzimtzum, is contraction. Right. The opposite of contraction is disvashes. And it would seem that with Avodas Hashem, these two characteristics should contradict each other, either Spashtus or Tzimtzum. Because on one hand, a person needs to raise himself above all levels. As it says in the Pasuk, one should lift their heart in the ways of Hashem. Meaning, a person should lift himself above all limitations and boundaries. With a malam azman, above time. Because all these different limitations and boundaries, they contract a person, the depth and the broadness of a person's avodah. Because avodah Hashem needs to be with enthusiasm and with an excitement. How can a person contract that into the boundaries of time and the other conditions of the world? But on the other hand, a person does need many boundaries and fences. Because only they can watch a person that the person should not fall from his levels. The Torah established times for Kriya Shema and Tefillah and so on. Shazman machnizim sayyudi b'toch mezgeres. The time brings a Jew into a framework.
A framework,
right? Shashoin yikva or the clock establishes the person's the way of a person's life, right? In the morning you say daven shacharis, in the afternoon daven mincha. 8:12, the shiur begins.
That's the median anyway.
So how do these two things work together? Chesed or Gvura? Spashtis or Timsa? Lamita Shaldavar? Aimazemishum Timsum Liktaitz Knavav. Truthfully is, the Timsum that we need is not something that's going to cut our, is not something that is going to cut our wings off. Aimazastira. There really is no contradiction. Really, they do complement each other. Adarach Moshel, for example, Shem Yeshle Beis Dira. If a person, let's say, has a house, and who lots is the Merchavim, the Tai Lachutz, right? The person enjoys going out for a stroll outside. Alamisha Einam is Gerash Abayis, right? But somebody who doesn't have a house, doesn't have a roof over their heads, the Toman Nimtzim Merchavay Asada, and they're always outside because they don't have where to live. Their entire life is a mess. Right? They don't have a roof over their head. Same applies to Avodas Hashem. A person needs to have a strong framework. To the point that he's on his feet and he has structure. Right, very good, excellent word. It has to be his framework, his structure has to be something that is not negotiable. This is when he davens, this is when he learns, and his avodas Hashem has to be, a person's avodas Hashem has to be very, very structured. All the winds in the world shouldn't be able to move him. And the foundations of halacha, that has to be the person's spiritual house. And then the person has the right to take a stroll. Once you've got a house, you can take a stroll and enjoy the stroll. Now you can go out with the Eilam Kol Dagan or the Malam Azman. Then you can go out of all of the levels and above time, as the Slonim Rebbe used to say, above and beyond. The Malam Agvulay Sativim Shalay B'Cholin Yonay Ritzoyin Yis B'Tavis Tivim Shesargavam. A person can then raise himself above all of the natural boundaries, the wills and the desire, the natural wills and natural desires that the person is enclosed in.
This doesn't mean that a person says, we make late Shabbos, and I don't care if the shul is going to make early Shabbos. We make late shacharis.
A person can also say, I daven late shacharis. I don't care when people are davening shacharis, and that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
He's talking about, you think halacha has to be the foundation of the person's house. What he's saying is that sometimes you find people that start out with this mahalach of, you know, they have no schedule. They're just take things in stride, and there is, you know, we find go with the flow. They tend to think so, right?
Yeah.
They blame it on Hasidus, right?
Hasidus schedules are just different than mine.
Yeah. You find you find the big tzaddikim that daven the chakras in the afternoon and mincha at night and chakras. They have the times where that's not how they started. They started with a strong foundation, and then they allow themselves the liberty of going into something that is greater and higher. You can't. That's not a way for.
Why is it greater and higher to daven chakras in the afternoon?
If you watch the option of a rabbi, you'd see it. I can't explain it to you.
Very slippery slope to say that when someone's
driving. Watch the option of Rebbe. You won't have any
slippery slope. I disregard the law. I can say Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply to me. But is that what he's saying?
No, he doesn't say that.
Well, but he's diving chakras in the afternoon now.
As he said, he's the Malam Arazman. He's a person that is. I mean, you can see. Watch him.
Right, so the Rebbe is saying if you're on a certain level, then halacha doesn't apply.
No. He'll find that he won't do anything that is. It's mamash against Allah. He won't do anything.
Do his ordinary Hasidim also daven chakras in the afternoon?
No, he wouldn't allow them to.
Right. Exactly, just him.
Right. He's a person that it takes him 5 minutes to say the word Baruch out of his mouth. He's with the achonis, and by the time he says it, his whole body is trembling. It's unbelievable. I was there once for coffee. 2 o'clock in the morning.
He's doing it for a different reason. But if you're just like a regular guy, you see something like that, you say, "Oh, well, Pete's doing it."
Right. That's
right.
So that's what he's talking about over here. He's talking to people that don't even have a house, and they're trying to take this role. Why do you say Mechelik Amazgeres? There's another advantage to having structure. They say that the Rabbi Binnim of Shischa was a Talmud of the Chayza of Lublin. So they said that Rabbi Binnim once walked into the Chayza, and the Chayza said to Binnim, "Where are you coming from?" So he said, "Someone just slapped me in the face." So he said, "So what did you do to him?" So he said, "I gave him a kiss."
Before or after he was slapped in the face?
Right, after he was slapped in the face.
Not before.
Right. So he said, "Ben, what are you talking about?" So he said, "I was learning a Musar Sefer. And the Musar Sefer Mamash slapped me in the face. After I closed, I gave him a kiss." He's slapping me in the face. Okay. Why do you say mechelik hamazgaris? Another advantage of having structure. Shalom shiashlem hamazgaris, a person that has structure, shall sidre zman, being on time.
Talking about having a structure.
Such a person that has structure can also make structure to his, he can give structure to his entire life, to his limbs, to his eyes, and to his hands. And in a certain way, a person can give structure to his thoughts. But somebody who has no structure, somebody who just, I'll take things as they come. He has no structure in anything in his life. His eyes see whatever they want, his thoughts think whatever they want, and so on. It says by Bilam, Bilam was on his way to curse Bnei Yisrael, so the Malach stood in the way, didn't allow the donkey to continue. So it says over there that there was a fence on either side, and the donkey pressed Bilam's foot against the wall, against the fence. So he says, "Shebechdei luchet as ragel Bilam koyches asitraach lahashpilam lachiyam." So the Slonim Rebbe said that what we see from this pasuk is that in order to press the regal, which is the regulus. Regulus means the regular. It's the things that the person is accustomed to. That's the regulus. In order to press the regulus of the sitracha, which is represented by Bilam, in order to press the regulus of Bilam, one needs to have a fence on all sides, both sides. A fence. One needs to have structure. So, what's the goal of the mizah? The goal of mizah. Hagdorim amizgorei shodam magdra atzmai yirshem nivolav. The gedorim, the fences that the person places for himself, they watch over him. Amizugam yachdav, and the combination of the two, hagdorim amerchav, it is the fences with the merchav, with the broadness, which is taking a stroll every once in a while. A spiritual stroll. The person is able to establish a spiritual consistency in his entire essence. That's a good piece. Oid klal gadol, another important rule. Also, yitzivus ruchnis b'mizug beis amidus ahava v'yira. To establish spiritual consistency with the combination of these attributes of ahava and yira, love and fear. Aide mizug shnei hiluchei amachshava. That would be through the combination of the two. Of the two methods of thought, hine, mitzad echad miyisoidei haklal amavodes Hashem, sheyehudi tzarich lahamin begoy lamidus ahava shakadosh baruch hu oyev oisa. Because on one side, one of the fundamental rules in avodes Hashem is that a Jew needs to believe that Hashem loves him. Quite as if, as it said in that in yesterday's parsha, "Bonim atam Hashem alakechem." We are children to Hashem, your God. What nasav gedishim aslanim zchusik aradeinu amar aslanim rebbe zchane the bracha said, "Ki mitzvah lachzer tamid." It's a mitzvah to constantly reiterate the kaimelon halacha k'rameir, that we hold halachas like k'rameir. Shevenkach uvenkach nekroim bonim. That whether we do Hashem's will or we don't do Hashem's will, we're still considered children. And even after we sin and we transgress the will of Hashem, we are still children. And His love does not go away from Bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoyach Nitam Gam Masech Tumas, and as the Pasuk says, Hashem dwells with them even within their tumah. So that's one method of thought that a person has to have. Ulam Mitzad Hasheni, but on the other hand, Chayv Yehudi LaHakir LaDas, a person needs to recognize and to know Godel Erech HaPagam V'Chol Chei Choisa, the tremendous compromise and the blemish that a person causes with every avera that he does. And the darkness in all of the worlds that the person causes through this. And how he is distanced through this from Hashem. That he creates barriers between himself and his Father in heaven. As the Rambam says. That through the sin, Nasas Sonu Meshukat Smeruchik Vitev Amokin. That the person through the sin becomes despised he becomes disgusted, distanced, and abominated before Hashem. This is founded in the attribute of Yira. So there's got to be a balance between these two thoughts of Ahava and Yira, referring to the Ahava that Hashem has to the person, and the fear of becoming distant from Hashem. It can be understood. It seems to be contradictory, but it can be understood. What?
No, sorry. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's not contradictory. Go ahead.
Right. So the it's a father has a child that he loves as only a father can love a child. But if the child does things that are terrible, although the father, whatever the child is doing is despised by the father, and the father is disgusted by them, and he won't. As long as the child is involved in these matters, the father will say to the child, "I can't have anything to do with you, but I love you with all my love in the world, and I'd love you to come back." And deserved all those terrible things that you're doing. I think that's,
as opposed to some stranger, the father, well, he doesn't care particularly one way or the other what this person is doing. He's right. Doing a terrible thing, might think this is terrible, but he doesn't have any emotional investment in it, doesn't care really.
I just heard that there's a group of people standing next to a busy street. Right, and a child runs into the street in the middle of heavy traffic. So one of the adults in the group run after the child, smacks him in the face. So you know that the one that did that is his father. Right, out of all the people, the one who's gonna smack him?
Not today. Kidding.
That just proved that smack in the face proved that he's the only one that cares.
Today's litigious society.
Yes, but this is a shit. The same calculation is relevant to the attribute of humility. On one hand, Chazal say, a person should be very humble. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe was more humble than any person upon the face of the earth. But together with this, on the other hand, the person needs to realize his great value, that he was created with the image of Hashem. A person is favorable because he was created with the image. And an additional favoritism should be known to man, should never be told that he is created with the image. As all the Svarim HaKadoshim say, this concept of the glorifying oneself with the knowledge that I possess holiness. And that is somewhat similar to the contradiction that there are between the attributes of love and fear. But the truth is, Kshiyas Lava Vihirus, if the person has real clarity, and Kan calls Tira, there is no contradiction here at all. Shnei Cheshbonos Adam Yachdav, the two Cheshbonos actually work together. Because on the hand of where he comes from, that he has, that his neshama is a chelik, is a part and parcel of the Rabbanu Shleilam, that we're children to Hashem. Yes, my essence is worthy of achieving tremendous levels. But when a person looks into their own actions, their own conduct, a person can see himself in a very lowly state, and he is see himself worse than any person upon the face of the earth. But the trick is to know when do you have to break yourself, and when are you supposed to focus on your nothingness, and when are you supposed to strengthen yourself with the love of Hashem and His greatness, and to focus on Hashama, the greatness of Hashama. So what we find is that it is only through these two cheshbonos together, only that can cause a person's stability in avodas Hashem. You need to know when and how. Chazal says, "Suma b'achz me'inov, putam n'ariya." There's a mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, of going up on the Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. So that mitzvah is called ariya. Right, the person is obligated to go see, to go see and be seen in the Beis Hamikdash, to greet the Rabbanu Shleilam three times a year.
Yesterday's
parsha. Huh? Yesterday's parsha. So it says if somebody is blind in one eye, he is exempt from going to Aliyah L'Regel. Why? Sha'adam Tzorach Lira is Tamad Hashmei Cheshbonos, because the person has to be able to see both of these Cheshbonos. One eye is to focus on his own lowliness, one eye is to focus on his own greatness. But if a person is blind in one eye, meaning a person is either lacking the ability to see either his own lowliness or Hashem's greatness, then God is somebody who shows us
that. Is that literal, or are we talking figuratively here?
Well,
the person who's physically blind.
The halacha is literal, and
okay.
He's using it as figurative.
Okay.
He's saying that a person that doesn't have the ability to see either one of those, such a person can't achieve that is supposed to be achieved when going to the Beis Hamikdash.
And if a person is deaf in one ear, what?
What?
If a person is deaf in one ear, what?
No, that doesn't apply. I'm sure there's. It means something. We got to know what it means.
Yeah, it's my left ear. I'm deaf in.
Okay. So according to this, Yisoy. Now, what is Hashem? As we say, he brought the medrash before. His entire house is enclosed in shanim, al tikra shanim al shnayim. That stability in avodas Hashem is dependent on having two, hava and yira. Yesh levar oid klal gadol binyana yitzivus avodas Hashem. We can explain another important rule, which is relevant to a person's stability in avodas Hashem. Who inyan hamizug the Torah avodah? This is the combination of Torah and avodah. Shir Shittis, there are opinions, the sphere of who they hold, Shadam Tzarach Lahagdish Iker Kachos of the Torah, that a person needs to sanctify their main strength for Torah learning. It's only with the power of Torah that the person will be able to overcome the Yetzirah. As it says in the Gemara, that the Torah protects a person. And there are those that hold Kireshis Chachma Yiras Hashem. At the beginning of Chachma is the fear of Hashem. Shachal Yidei Avodis Hashem. It's only through Avodis Hashem. Belimid Musar. Learning Musar. After this Gabal Yitzray. It's only through that that a person can overcome his Yetzirah.
So, what is asking? You want to say it's only when they're far away.
And if a person only learns Torah, a person is not involved in Avodah. It says on that, these opinions say, that it says in the Pasuk of the Rosh, Amar the Kimal Chol Asap Rechuka. David HaMelech says that Hashem says to the Rosh, stop learning my Torah, don't learn my Torah. So, there's got to be a balance. Kvechem, Machlokes Adeis. So also there's a difference of opinion. If the foundation of Avoida is in the head, is in the intellect, that a person has to instill within his intellect to be disgusted by evil and to choose what is good. And the reign of the intellect is on in all situations. Or is it through the arousing the heart? And an excitement and enthusiasm to avoid the yizgaver, there that is how the person will overcome. They shouldn't even desire that is evil. You should choose what is right. And so there are two approaches to avoid the Hashem. One is that the person should give their seichel, should invest in their intellect. That the person should know what is right and what was wrong and all that stuff. And so even though he desires that is not right, nevertheless his seichel is stronger than his heart. And he can decide that, no, this is something I'm not going to do, I'm going to do what is right. And then there are those that hold that a person should address the heart, that the heart shouldn't even desire that is wrong. Meaning his heart should be so filled with the love of Hashem that he shouldn't even desire things that are against the will of Hashem. These are among the Chassidim, there are big machlokes about this. Chabad.
But for each person, there are some things that will tempt you, and other horrible things that you have absolutely no interest in doing these things in the first place. It's not that you're overcoming your desire to do them, you're still disgusted. You wouldn't think of doing those things.
Right, so the question is that how to establish that same disgust for anything that is against Hashem's will. It says in the Pasuk, I have Hashem sinura, that those who love Hashem despise evil. Meaning the person, because Allah says that the person can test their love of Hashem by how much they despise evil. Because a person really loves Hashem, they wouldn't be able to tolerate anything.